The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Josh Lawson.
And there's a lot going on today's show as we wind up the week with a bit of Ed Cavalier WrestleMania. We'll be meeting the new candidates for Australian of the Year. Here's a question. When does a beach become a gay beach? We'll try and find out. Jamie from Big Brother, is he the Channel 10 Poet Laureate? And proof at last that Carl Stefanovic is a robot. It's all coming up along with a lot of great music. The great music starts right here.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, yes. Hang on.
Stop.
That's your body is a wonderland. That's Ed Cavalier.
Oh, how good is this?
Your body is a wonderland.
You're going to play the full version today?
After auto-tune. This remember that.
After auto-tune. Australia Crawl, let's get this. Last one for the week on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin. You've got Richard Marsden pushing buttons. He's been here all week.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
And Ed Cavalier over there.
Hey.
And how about a fake round for Josh Lawson?
Hey.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Actor Josh Lawson, you might have seen him bringing Blue Heelers to a screaming halt a couple of months ago.
He was screaming.
Playing that cowboy on Thank God You're Here. People still talk about that one.
Mm. Yes, yeah, so me especially. If they don't talk about it, I ask them to bring it up.
You give them a clip.
Yeah, so I will reenact it with them. And if they don't take it seriously, we'll go from the top.
That's true.
What else have you been up to? Ed's been on your page on the internet.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fight brewing, Josh. Yeah.
Where's that?
IMDb.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the message boards.
On IMDb, if you look onto the site, a fight has broken out on my message board.
What's the subject of this fight?
Well, look, either you love me, apparently, or you hate me.
I think, reasons for hating?
Just because I'm on TV, think I'm so good. Just think I'm so good for trying to make a living.
Do you ever get on there yourself and get involved in a debate about yourself?
I do.
You do?
I think, I honestly, and this is probably the saddest thing I'm ever going to admit, I may have been the first to go on and say, how's that Josh Lawson guy?
He's so hot.
He's misunderstood, don't you think? Give him a chance.
Do you watch Arrested Development?
Yes.
There was a great one where the actor, who's the one who's the
Will
actor?
Arnett, Job?
Yeah, I think, was it him who had to go and create? Oh, no, Tobias.
Oh, right, yeah.
Had to create.
Bob Cross.
They said we need, David Cross.
David Cross, sorry.
We need more water cooler talk. So he broke into a film studio and just stood by the water cooler talking himself up. How's that fumke? That's a great idea. Create water talk, cooler talk about yourself.
Nice. I just walk around until I get recognised. And that's all I do all day. And if they, and I sort of stop people and go, all right, it's going to bug you, but you'll get it. You'll get eventually.
At knife point, that is. At knife point.
And I take their wallet. Yeah.
But there's so many people in Australia now queuing up to be recognised because there's a sort of a squall, a blockage of ex-Big Brother people.
They're not even getting any press anymore, are they?
There's just not enough for them to do. I see Reggie Bird is back. She's got an autobiography coming out already.
A made-up name?
Reggie was the winner.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes,
the fish and chip shop lady.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pretend to know all about it when I was in Tasmania.
Did you?
I went to Tasmania promoting something.
They can tell if you actually don't know.
Yeah, so you like Reggie Bird, mate? And I'd be going, who's that? Yeah, well, gee, I hope you're expecting people to come to your film, mate. Good luck. Good luck with that. So from then on, it was just, she's great on every show.
Is there anything she can't do?
But who are we backing on? Because isn't it all finally coming to an end, Big Brother?
Oh, hopefully.
Galen's gone.
Gone but not forgotten. As Melissa in the offices here,
yes,
works in sales, has a shrine to Galen.
She's actually wallpapered her cubicle with pictures of Galen.
And her screensaver's Galen as well. Him being all moody on cliffs, Josh.
She's tattooed Galen onto the inside of her eyelid.
Look, I don't watch Big Brother.
How dare you?
I just watch reruns of my episodes of Thank God You're Here. But so, is Galen, is that a nickname? He's not a Galen. I mean,
he's not
the gay one, is he?
No,
that's somebody else.
His first name is Galen.
That's an actual name?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. And nothing funny about the facts, I guess.
And where is he now?
Back stripping on the Gold Coast, perhaps.
Right. Receptionist at Mensa.
Answering phones.
Yes, he's a stripper on the Gold Coast to answer your question.
He is. He's actually a stripper on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. What about the poetry on Big Brother? I didn't realise that Jamie has skills in the poetry department.
Touching souls.
Right.
You know? It was touching heartstrings and souls every night, our Jamie.
I got up this morning, getting up at about 6 in the morning, and my wife had just left a single VHS on the kitchen bench.
So I've left you.
Here are the reasons. Jamie.
Here are the reasons.
It's Alexandra's project. No, what she's done is she's just left a little note on it. Play this before you go to work. And it was Jamie on the up late doing some poetry. Do we want to hear it?
Yes.
Let's hear the poetry.
What's your poem? Make a song out of that poem.
I've been reciting it in my head and wondering if it was too dark.
It's not, Jamie.
The windows, not portals outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
Where did you come up with this?
It is beautiful.
I don't know if you know this, but this is true. Today is the death day of Ernest Hemingway. And I think on this day that commemorates his death, he's been born again in the form of Jamie.
If he came back and he heard that, he'd be going, where's that shotgun? Well, I think he would be. I don't know. I mean, is that good? That could be good poetry. Are we being too cynical?
Maybe.
I understand the name of the poem is Do You Reckon I'm Hot? I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Downer?
It's obviously completely absurd. It's puerile.
Fair enough.
Wow. Hey, hang about.
Downer's spoken.
Yeah, are we, being too quick to judge?
Maybe, yeah. Often, yes. So, yeah, okay. Maybe we are.
Maybe he just needs the right music under it.
The windows, not portals, outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
SMS your vote for the hottest poem!
Ah, oh, the Beat Generation's back. Jamie is leading the way.
Well, okay, we found our poet laureate.
Yeah.
But the question remains, is Carl Stefanovic a robot? As Ed claims.
Yeah.
Let's find out next. I'll get this. That'd be Teddy Geiger for you, get this on Triple M. Josh Lawson sitting in today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The intellectual discussions that go on off air. Ed's just said to me, what is a Geiger counter again? We couldn't work out what it does. Is it radiation or gold?
Yeah.
It counts Geigers, idiots.
Sorry.
It sounds like this. I can do a Geiger counter.
What if you see heaps of Geigers, though? It's going to make it go up a bit.
How annoying is that?
Very.
Have we just lost everybody?
Probably. Well, we kind of lost more than we lost yesterday when no one called for Talkback Mountain.
And I tried to pretend we didn't have enough time. Well, technically we didn't have enough time, but that's just as usual.
First time no one's ever called, Josh.
That's great. You need to call out. Just call random. Just cold call. Excuse me. Yeah.
Hey, we're on the radio and no one likes us. Talk to us.
Just talk to us. Be our friends.
It was because, as usual, I made the topic too complicated.
Ah, no, you didn't.
And the dovetails, that always confuses people.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a while.
No, we haven't. Here's what we have been doing. Ed's floated a theory, Josh, that Carl Stefanovic is a robot. Are you buying into this?
Mm, absolutely. Look, I've thought it for a long time.
Have you?
I really have. Ever since he was a microchip.
Well, it's because he's the only one who didn't get hurt on the, you know, Knives on Shoes show.
Yes, that and he's devoid of any human emotion.
There it is. So that's what I've been saying.
It's a rich tapestry of things.
There was a great moment this morning where they had like a surprise announcement that Jessica Rowe is pregnant. It was such a surprise they'd already made up a graphic for it. Right.
Right.
And they said, oh, you know, I'm pregnant. And Carl's just going, ha, yeah, you're really... Ha!
Does not compute. Yeah.
Well, I taped a bit of him off yesterday's show, and I think if you have to listen real closely to tell whether he's a robot or not, check it out.
Welcome back. Well, they are the quintessential item for your wardrobe. They've been around for decades and continue to evolve.
Nodding profusely.
Acid wash jeans are back.
Marble wash jeans.
I loved my acid wash when I was young.
Oh, no. Marble wash jeans when I was a young fella.
And stretch I always find the most comfortable to wear.
Nodding profusely.
But we are running out of time. I mean, I could talk about jeans all day.
Marble wash jeans.
Acid.
Marble.
Bad memories.
Nodding profusely.
We'll return with more of today in a moment.
I don't know. Maybe we're just imagining it.
We've learned a few things there. We've learned that Carl Stefanovic is a robot, and Jessica Rowe said, acid, bad memories.
Bad Channel 10 memories. Josh, you claim we don't have enough segments on this show.
You've seen my picket line. My one-man picket line.
So what are you doing to help us out?
Oh, right, yes. I like to do my homework. So on this day, this is where I got the Ernest Hemingway information.
Oh, okay. So we've not done any on this day work on
Do
the
we
show.
Have a jingle?
It's fascinating for it.
Do we have a jingle?
We don't have it.
That's just an excuse to run What's in the Box again.
Have
you got
good.
That? One of the kids. You were here last time when we played the, when we took on Patterson Lakes.
I believe you made a Christian Brothers joke.
I did.
The day all the kids were listening.
I got a lot of flack for that.
Have a look at Richard Marsland.
Look at him go.
Looking through sheets of
Don't
paper.
Don't make me sing one.
Because if you can't find it, buddy, you have to do it.
That's a good rule.
Here it comes.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
And what's in the box is on this day in history.
Talk us through it.
All right. This is Belgium's national day today.
Oh.
This is it. This is on this day in 1831. Leopold I was the first king of Belgium, and they declared independence from the Netherlands.
Good for them. And they've been kicking goals ever since. Big ups to all our Belgian homies.
And in America, of course, and it's the National Tug of War Tournament Day.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah, this is where they all get together and sort out their differences over one big piece
the
of rope.
The only way they know how. Well, good luck to them.
Thank you.
Good luck to them. And, may the fattest dudes win.
And the monkey trial ends.
How long has the monkey trial been driving on?
Listen, it continues today. For those unfamiliar with the monkey trial.
I'm familiar.
Well, it's in 1925 in Dayton, Tennessee. A teacher was fined for teaching evolution.
High school. Sorry, it's the wrong monkey trial. I thought you mean Barry the Triple M Monkey. Because since they played And We Danced by the Hooters earlier, he's up on charges.
Right.
He's going down.
Well, so what's happened in the monkey trial?
Well, look, you just got fired. You know, it was the first time.
Okay, good.
It's a debate that rages on because you've got the Bible and you've got everything the Bible teaches in creationism and whatnot. And on the other hand, you've got facts. You've got rock solid, irrefutable facts.
It's so hard.
You decide.
It's so hard. You know.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So on this day, there it is.
Monkeys in the key. Give them a round.
Yeah,
you got
sweet.
One?
I got this one.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
I already told you.
Hello to Stewie out there at Patterson Lakes.
Is it Huey or Stewie?
I think it's Stewie.
It's Stewie. Sorry, man. I've been calling you Huey.
See, there's a lesson for you, Stewie.
But I like what we've instigated here at Marsland. I'll be counting down. If we ask for a sting, and you got 5 seconds to find it, and if not, you're singing it.
Okay.
So, like, if we ask for Ed's song, the John Mayer number again.
No.
Yes.
Marsland has to do it.
3, 4, 5. Thank you very much. I'll get you started. Din-a-din-a-dink-dink. Body is wonderland. Marsland.
I've got it.
Okay, let's hear it again. People seem to be in love with it.
Stop it.
Go.
Okay.
No, you've got to sing, Marsland.
Body is wonderland.
That's enough.
I love how Ed keeps saying, I hate it, and yet he just loves it. Look,
I think it's funny. No, what I think is funny is because when I did it with Maddie yesterday in production, can you stop it? Please, my brain is hurting. When I did it with Maddie in production yesterday, I said, listen, Maddie, I want to demonstrate how auto-tunes works, so I'm going to sing John Mayer as best I can, and then we'll take it in. So we'll have the before, and it was really bad, and then after, it'll be quite good.
Yeah.
And then when it was done, Maddie said, Ed, you're so far off key that we can't even find notes in that.
Because you've got to find notes to pitch them.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said the panel of experts that worked on Paris Hilton's single couldn't fix that.
Wow. Well, this all prompts a question. When does a beach become a gay beach? Now,
I would say just add Ed's version of My Body is a Wonderland. Just pump that out.
Now, the three of us were all in a very small scene in Mick Molloy's new film, shot at Sandringham Beach in Victoria. It's a gay beach now.
Since then?
Well, there was a story on the news last night, and just have a listen to a bit of this.
It's a beat Senior Sergeant Paul Campbell shares with some unwelcome visitors.
So what are you doing here?
I'm actually picking mushrooms.
You know why I'm speaking to you, don't you? It's got nothing to do with mushrooms.
It's not mushrooms, but sex. And men are returning to the same Sandringham beat time and again, looking for illicit encounters.
You know this is a homosexual area?
I'm standing killing.
Yeah, I'd say stay out of here.
The men contact one another on gay websites, arrange to meet in car parks, and simply follow the signs to the numerous dens hived out of foreshore tea trees, leaving behind evidence of encounters.
We have used and unused condom packs, Hankies.
Hankies? Hankies?
What a giveaway.
There it is.
Those disgusting hanky danglers.
Hang on, there's too much going on in there. Hives?
Yeah, where? That's a hollowed out hive.
Creating gay hives?
I got this image of this massive big queen homosexual. I mean, all the worker homosexuals going around the hives.
I just love the idea that a cop on national television had to say this line.
You know, this is a homosexual area.
I love that he now. I just feel sorry for him that he has to start sharing his beat. He had all the hives to himself. Oh. He's going to share with dudes pretending to look for mushrooms. As if the oldest story in the book. What are you doing at this homosexual beat? Looking for mushrooms.
Hang on. You realise this is a homosexual area.
Yeah.
It's all there. At that point there, it stops being a homosexual area.
If you cross that line, get a girlfriend.
Hey, I said earlier you're going to be doing some wrestling stuff on the show. Ed, I was wrong.
Incorrect, my friend. We'll be doing kickboxing.
A different sport entirely. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next.
Get this.
You know, this is a homosexual area.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Oh, yes, that's the cars. And this is Get This on Triple M. Coming up next, kickboxing and alcohol. Tonight she comes, apparently. It's the cars here at Get This on Triple M. My apologies to whoever it was in the sales department. I just cleaned up running through there to get to Maddie in production. It's a danger corridor, but it's important.
When our show's on, it's very dangerous.
I knocked this woman clean into the Galen shrine that somebody set up in one of the cubicles.
She'll die happy.
Josh Lawson. Josh Lawson is with us. And I can see he's impressed by our fashion spread in the new Who magazine.
Look at us.
I tell you what, if Sandringham Beach doesn't make you gay, this spread will.
Yes. We should point out this is an ad for Triple M. It's got the full Triple M lineup.
Yeah.
Mm.
And everyone's meant to be in fashion clothing. Yeah. Marty Sheargold obviously didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we can talk, we're wearing diving costumes, deep-sea diving costumes.
The oldie deep-sea diving costumes.
And Ed, you've still got, I know this is a fancy fashion shoot, but you've got the red eyes.
I've actually got red eyes.
Ah,
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's the werewolf in me.
What have we got here? Emails. Thank you.
Going on in the emails?
People send us great emails.
They
go to the website, send us something so you can get involved in Ed's life on his page.
Yeah, I've changed it. It's there's a new bit on my page. Thank you to the sickos that have already taken part, and we'll be doing an update next week.
A lot of people are saying, because we've taken down the Rex Hunt ringtone.
Fair enough.
That had run its course. A lot of people, including Lee McDonald, are saying, what about this one? We want this as a ringtone.
Don Howard! Is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow-bellied black snake at a barbecue.
So that's up there.
Yeah.
That's a great way to answer the phone.
It's lovely.
People are saying, can we have all me plums?
That's a good idea.
On the website. It's in the new podcast.
Good. What else is in that new podcast, huh?
Fair bit of Robin Butler.
Good.
Dave Graney.
Good.
Showing how much he knows about Neighbours. Other things that have happened. Marty Sheargold, I think.
Love Marty Sheargold. Anything for Snatto fans?
I don't think there's any Snatto this week.
Ah.
Sorry, Snatto Garo fans. look, here's an email we've had from Nigel Smith pointing out a fantastic new show. I think it's on Channel 9.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller's new show, which is called, it's BS, we'll say BS in this time slot, but it's the full word, and it's where they just debunk things.
Oh, that's good.
And this week they were debunking people who have been abducted by aliens, and of course everyone claims to have been probed. There's just always alien probes going on. So they did a fantastic thing. They went to a sex shop and just got a vibrator and painted it silver. And showed it to this woman going, is this the kind of probe that they were using? She's going, that's exactly the model they were using. So check that out.
Time's it on, do we know?
I'm not sure. I can't even say what night it's on.
It's obscenely late. It's like 11:30, 10:30.
That's when all the good shows are on.
Yeah, that's all right.
Channel 9, Curb Your Enthusiasm, that went out at like 2:30 in the morning.
Look, you know, Jake Wall's got prime time sewn up. You gotta put the other stuff on late.
Where's that new Sopranos? When are we getting that? Never, apparently.
I know.
What is going on?
I know.
It's Australia's funniest skating injuries in prime time, Larry David's on at 2:30.
Now your eyes are red, Tony. Both of you have red eyes. I'm freaking out in here.
Hey, what about the weekend, though? Let's talk about the weekend.
Yes.
Fun activities to do on the weekend. There's always plenty of them.
Mm.
And something we don't really do on the show. Is your live ads?
No,
we don't do that.
We don't cash in.
You're going to rectify that now? You're going to kill two birds with one stone?
People looking for something to do on the weekend. We've been sent a little press release here, and I'm going to basically I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Mr. Marsland, if you would.
Yes, the International Worldwide Global Kickboxing Federation of Brisbane invites you to the night of hot babes and head kicks. This Saturday night at the Richard Marsland International Kickboxing and Coin-Op Laundry Arena. See Josh the Dragon Dragonson take on Pete, finishing school is for losers Budnick, in a no-holds-barred except holding rematch. And Josh has a few choice words for his opponent.
Hey Budnick, I'm serving up a head kick buffet and it's all you can eat.
The fight starts at 8 p.m. or 8:15 if the laundry stays open a little late. The International Worldwide Global Kickboxing Federation of Brisbane is also looking for round girls. If you think what you've got, if you've got what it takes to get through the most grueling selection process imaginable, then show up half an hour early and ask for Dave, and you're in. Must apply own costume and round card.
Give him a round.
Fantastic.
Hey, long.
That's for the weekend.
Yep.
And now at this point, someone will come in and present you with your own stools in a lunchbox. Sorry, that must be baffling and offensive to anyone hearing this show for the first time. What about the Australian of the Year? Any candidates, guys?
Yo, yeah.
Let's do that next. I'll get this. That's Coldplay here at Get This on Triple M. No, Ed, we can't talk about Richard Marsland's incredibly hot girlfriend on air. It's a not fit subject for broadcast.
Feel my mic being turned off.
What was that?
I won't.
The sound you had during your kickboxing ad. What was that sound?
Which yeah. That's the sound of a head kick raining down.
Let's hear another one.
Stormy plums!
But that's the sound you won't hear when you're driving in comfort and style in the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito. Mm.
I love how the van knows how to play, like, handpipe.
That's what it can do. It's sweet. The only van on the market that can play a musical instrument.
Wow.
That's true.
Big claim.
The Vito, it's got so many of these fancy safety features on, but Ed, you were saying yesterday...
Yeah.
Sorry, by the way, Josh Lawson is sitting in on the program.
No, please carry on. I'm falling asleep.
Just waiting for an opportunity to bag the Christian brothers again.
Oh, please
in
don't.
In direct violation of his mother's orders.
Oh, no. She is going to kill me.
The moose test. You have to pass a Scandinavian moose test.
What is that?
It's when you drive along a straight road in Scandinavia, and they push out, like, fake moose, and you have to dodge them. And if the car rolls, not so good. But the Vito, no rolling.
Seems rather elaborate.
What's true?
It's to go out and wait for a moose to come by.
Fake
so
moose.
It's a fake moose.
Fake moose. They don't have to, like, kind of, like, you know, like try and push a moose on the road.
Coax it
that
out.
Takes some doing.
Whatever happened to the witch's hat? Isn't that, like...
Yeah.
Anyone can dodge witch's hats. You ever tried to dodge a moose at high speed?
No, but I want to.
Yeah.
In a controlled wind tunnel situation. What was that one they used to do in the Volvo ad where they would drop a Volvo...
Oh, that was so good.
...from a crane, nose first, two stories onto concrete.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, when's that going to happen? And then you go, well, Volvo drivers, I guess it's possible.
Yeah. And then you end up in that situation and you go, well, they did warn me.
Yeah.
I guess I saw should have seen this coming.
What have you got there, Ed?
Australian of the Year.
Oh, Australian of the Year. That's part of our climb. Oh.
The only way is up for the climb. No callers yesterday.
I know, and possibly this is the answer because this show is heard in England at midnight. Hello.
It is. Hello.
To all our English listeners.
Top of the morning.
Listening on the streaming. And Mark Butler from over there says, Tony, when you say it's time to climb the mountain, I wonder if you realise that here in the UK, climbing the mountain is also the name of a technique of masturbation. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, dear.
Fair enough.
I was well aware of that. I don't know. That's so, why I came on the show, to be honest.
So, English listeners, every day when I say it's time to climb the mountain, you know, don't take me literally there. Or maybe do take me literally.
Not figuratively.
Keep your pants on is what I'm saying.
Wow. That's up to them, Tone. We're talking Australian of the Year today.
Yes. Why is that?
Because basically Australians overseas are doing us proud.
Can you give us a good example?
Yes. Runaway circus kangaroo on the loose in Ireland. My nomination is a kangaroo called Sydney that escaped from a circus in Ireland and is hopping around the countryside having the time of his life.
Right.
This is the bit that I like, though. There have been two unconfirmed sightings of the animal. So what's happened is an Irishman's gone, I think I saw a kangaroo. She called the police and said, I saw a kangaroo hopping through my backyard today. Yeah. They've gone. Is it the kangaroo from the circus or a local kangaroo? And he said, I might have been a local. Sorry.
What's great about that is he's got a name. So he's gone, I think I saw a kangaroo. Name? Sydney. I assume. Aren't most kangaroos called Sydney?
And when you say two unconfirmed sightings, is it the one bloke who's had two...
Twice.
Two unconfirmed sightings?
Want to hear more about that story? Sure you do.
Oh, sorry. This is Mr. Marsden's attempt to move us along.
Yeah, what about you, Tone?
Aussie of the Year. Well, I think if I'm going to vote for Aussie of the Year, it's the bloke in the traffic commercial who says this line.
Should just have a Bruce Lee.
I love that. I love that guy. Listen to this. An Australian man who fell down a ravine almost 30 metres in Canada was found by rescuers still clutching his stubby of beer. 30-metre ravine plunge, said the fire department captain. He was holding onto that beer pretty tight. A witness told Canadian News that the man appeared very drunk but maintained a firm grip onto his beer as he tumbled.
I assume had he let go of the beer, he wouldn't want to be, you know, he wouldn't want to be rescued. I don't deserve to live.
But there's got to be an ad coming for that guy.
I reckon.
Wait till they find out what beer it is.
Yeah, at the bottom of the ravine, he was found to be bruised, battered, but refreshed.
You can get it when you're plunging down a ravine. Who do you want for Australian of the Year, Josh?
Look, for me, it's a no-brainer. Surely it's Jake Wall.
Do we know who that is yet?
No, no one's 100% sure, and I think that's what I like about him. He's an enigma wrapped in, you know, wrapped in a famous ex-girlfriend. You know?
Oh, this is Jennifer Hawkins.
He's doing good work.
Yeah,
he does good work.
He does terrific work.
Yeah.
I was watching Today Tonight the other day. It's a current affairs program.
Oh, yeah.
And the big story was, and Jennifer Hawkins has a new range of undies out. Let's go to the footage. And then they've got at one point Jennifer Hawkins, who you might remember from her wardrobe malfunction. And they show, like, you know, the ass shot.
Yeah.
And then they go, let's see it again in slow motion. And that is tonight's news.
Whoa. Slow news day.
Anyone can be the Australian of the Year. Isn't that the idea?
That's the idea.
Give us a call.
Nominate yourself.
Float your candidate 133353. It's Chris Isaak. Baby did a bad, bad thing here at Get This on Triple M, where Ed, the show, for the first time in 2 months, is actually on time.
What?
Does that make us Australians of the Year? That's as we it. Keep your pants on, climb the mountain. With the assistance of Josh Lawson, the man who put the death nod on Blue Heelers.
Thank you.
Any other Australian dramas you're planning a kiss of death soon?
Well, so I don't want to ruin the surprise, but yes, there are a few that I'm planning on getting off the air pretty soon.
Weren't you in Medevac?
I was.
There you go. How long before that one wound up?
Not long. Yeah, it got cut during my episode. Just pull the pin.
Hello, Stuart.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, very good, man. Who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate Rex Hunt.
Of course you would.
Oh, Rex Hunt.
Why not?
Sure. Is that for his charity work, his fishing work, or his nude work in back alleys?
Oh, look, just because the girl's happy.
Well, that's because, of course, she's got no money.
That's exactly right.
He's invincible. thank you, Stuart. Good work. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hello, guys. Good to speak to you. I just thought I'd ring up because apparently nobody calls the show.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Well, that makes you Australian of the Year, Steve.
The question yesterday was so confusing. Even Katie on the phones was just going, what are they asking about?
Who would you like to nominate, Steve?
I'd actually like to nominate Alf Stewart from Home and Away.
Ray Mark.
He is more Australian than Uncle Harry from the Sullivans, isn't he? With all these flaming elves and stone the crows and... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I reckon last week he dropped the old Wacko the Diddly-O.
Really? Wacko the Diddly-O.
What? In what? In response to what?
I think somebody made him an absolutely rip a cream cake, and he goes, Wacko the Diddly-O. You can't get any better than that.
That's great. A rip a cream cake.
Oh, there's so. You know, you only have to watch one episode too. Remember, we watched the Warnie episode of Neighbours.
Oh yeah.
We had a kid running in, going, "Drop your shizzle and pick up your dizzle. Warnie's here." And then they were talking about what kind of music Warnie would be into, and the guy goes, "Oh, he'd be into Oz rock from way back, wouldn't he?"
He better be.
The Sheik and Tweaks coming to Aaronsville.
Or wherever it is.
Thank you, Steve. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate Jeff Fenwick.
And once again, for his charity work, for his work in the community, or?
I think for his shopping abilities. I think he's like a tour bus company.
Like a shopping tour.
Yeah, full of crazy tour. Shoppers.
A bargain shoppers guy. Yeah.
Watch out for that one that's got security cameras.
Did you see his interview on Current Affair the other night?
That's why I'm nominating him. I thought that was a brilliant piece of work.
Now, Kelly, I just want to make this clear. If I tell Tony to shoot you, all right?
Yes.
And then we go to the Harbour Bridge, and I tell you to jump off the Harbour Bridge. You know I'm just kidding, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I don't want Tony to shoot you. That'd be crazy.
Now, there's obviously people listening going, what? What's Ed talking about? No, what's Jeff talking about?
It's not a crime at all. Like I said, I can be with Frank today and tell him to shoot you. If he shoots you and I didn't mean to tell him, I'm just joking. Hey, shoot me, you know? Just say he shot you.
Don't shoot me, Frank.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told Frank to jump off the Harbour, I've told you mucking around at the front of the Harbour Bridge, you jump off the Harbour Bridge and you jump. I don't want you to jump off the Harbour Bridge.
Well, that all makes perfect sense. Case dismissed.
Not guilty.
The best bit of that is when he's talking about the Harbour Bridge and we go out front of the Harbour Bridge and I tell you to jump off the Harbour Bridge, like, wait a second, how can I jump off the Harbour Bridge from out front of it? You're going to be on it, Jeff?
Oh, no.
There's a lot going on. That's why he's the Australian of the year.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're not.
Hello, Tom.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very well. Very well.
Now, I don't actually know this guy's name, but the person I wanted to nominate was the film director that broke Warwick Capper's nose.
Who's a Russian?
He's a Russian, but he can be Australian of the year.
Yeah.
On the set of Yobbo's Up the Guts.
That's actually part of the citizenship ceremony these days. You have to, you know, say the oath and then just punch Warwick in the face.
That'd get people.
And then you're in.
That'd bring them to this country, wouldn't it?
Yeah. In droves.
Now, Josh, like Ed here, you're a young actor on the way up. Obviously, Yobbo's Up the Guts, you would have been there at the auditions.
I wish I had been. I must confess, like Jeff Fenwick just said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a movie. It's an actual movie.
Yeah, how old is it?
It's being shot right now in the Northern Territory. Bill Hunter is the director because, as that gentleman just told us. Who was that, sorry?
Tom.
Sorry, are you there still, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry, buddy.
I had another question if I could.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is it the straight-to-DVD release? Can I pre-book that on Amazon, or...?
Oh, of course. I think it's at service stations. You need to ask for that one.
I think it's one of those ones where they say straight-to-DVD, but once they have the previews, move over Pirates of the Caribbean.
Tom, would you watch it? Are you going to go and check it out?
Oh, absolutely.
There we go.
I can't wait for the director's commentary. I imagine it'd be pretty violent. It's
just be Bill Hunter going, when did we shoot this? I don't remember that. Oh, look, there's so many candidates there, and I think we can continue this next week, but it is time for us to sign off. Thanks to everyone who called in with a nomination. Josh, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Anything to plug?
Oh, please don't ask me that again. No, I'm so lonely.
What about your sweet article in Dolly this month?
Yes, I've written an article.
Is that
Cleo.
True?
It's Cleo.
Sorry, Cleo.
Dolly.
Yeah.
By the way, if Dolly's listening, I am available.
Hey, Dolly doctor's looking.
What's the theme of this article?
It's what it's like to be a man and get dumped. Yeah. And, like, just FYI, I've never been dumped.
Come on.
You will be now.
Except from Blue Heelers.
So check him out. Check him out there.
All right. Thanks to everyone who works on this fine program. Our excellent producer, Nikki.
Yeah.
She's sitting over there. Ooh. She's got no idea what's happened today.
Fair enough.
The black box recording will explain all. Thank you, Richard Marsden on the buttons. Thank you, Matt Dow, pushing buttons in his own room till all hours. Thank you, Katie on the phones. And thank you, Ed Cavalli.
Tone, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And hello to all the knob jockeys around the network. And I think our key phrase today, well, it was that wonderful poem from Jamie on Big Brother.
The windows, not portals outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
You know, this is a homosexual area.
Nodding profusely.
Beautiful work, Matty. Thanks to everyone. And we'll be back on Monday with the assistance of Andrea Powell and the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Now it's all out in you.
It's the noise, it's the dirt, the bird feces is everywhere. It attracts rats.